Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to this edition of Cold Brew Got Me Like, because my name is Chris Croftrend. Shout out to Paul Gataventa on the Discord. I sees ya. Thank you for that short show title. Me, I'm Miles G, in the place to be, with the number one Super D. They call B-E-C-C-A Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hablamos inglés? Dang. See that? Wow, wow. Just put it back around. International rap. Call me bilingual. This is Radio Bilingüe. How are you, Becca Ramos?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. You have a good weekend?
I did. I had a very busy weekend. I did chip my tooth, which was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. But... I've seen that in the group thread. What? You just bit a fork? I'm sorry to put your business out there. You just
no, it was that silly and embarrassing. I pride myself. I feel like I have a really great smile. If you ask my mother, she'll be like, thank you. I paid lots of money for it.
Yeah.
I've never had a cavity. Like, I very much take care of my teeth. So come to find, when I was at a very famous eatery in DC for brunch with my partner's family, I was chomping on, I don't know, avocado toast. Embarrassing.
You should be.
Bit the
person
fork
of your age. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, that hurt. You know, sometimes when you accidentally are just too hungry and you bite the fork.
Oh, that's my worst fear. Yeah.
Sucks. And you go, because you're so hungry, you're chomping so hard, just so intently, you're like, and you hit that metal and you're like, ugh, that hurt. Mm-hmm. And you go on with your day. And then I just like had noticed something and I was like, something feels like it's stuck in my teeth. But then I like kept bothering with it and I was like, that's not something stuck
gone
in my teeth. Something's deeply wrong. And I go to the mirror and I look and I chip one of my first front teeth. It's very minor, like you can't see it, but I can feel
you
it in my soul.
It. I do that to myself too, but I haven't felt it.
Yeah, well, then you go on Google and they're like, you better book an emergency dentist appointment because your root canal. That's worst case scenario. Yeah, because it can get infected because it's like...
Oh, sure.
You know, it's scary. Truly, the chipping that I have done is probably so far away from root canal. Like, really, like they're probably going to be like, we're just going to shave it down a little. Like, it's not even enough to put a little enamel on it.
They're like, honestly, I have real people with pressing dental issues to see. You should not disrespect my practice coming in here. Yeah. Okay. Well, fantastic. Shout out to all the people who are dental forward because, it's a lifestyle. Let's tell people what is trending. First up, some sad news. Olivia Newton-John passed away at the age of 73. She's battling breast cancer. I was a big Grease fan. That's like, it's weird. I fucking love Grease.
I love Grease.
My friend had that tape. I was like, yo, man, put that shit on again. Don't I, look, say less about the only black person I might see is in the cartoon in the fucking beginning. But you know what?
Or the band. The band at the prom.
Oh my God. Like a wedding. Just like a wedding. People of color, are they serving the food or are they in the band? Mm-mm. Yeah. Very, very American. Look, a slice of Americana. But look, I was out there singing those songs.
Greece truly is like Americana staple. Like if you're gonna think like American culture, you put Grease up there. You sing Grease Lightning, go,
yeah.
Grease, you know, like John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. It was a moment. It was a time. I was a huge fan. I'm a musical fan in general, but it is sad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then let's move on to talk about Dwayne The Rock Johnson. They're doing press for. What is it? DC League of Super Pets, I believe, is the latest IP they've rinsed off and then applied these very familiar voices to and be like, and that makes money. But during the press for that, they were asked, you know, because it is like, mind you, family movie, I believe, DC League of Pets. Dwayne is asked very directly, you know, who's a celebrity whose dog you'd want to be?
You know, because it's a pet movie.
Yeah, it's a pet movie. Like, oh, that would be cool, right? Like, what could be a cool house to be a pet in. And here's Dwayne The Rock Johnson's answer.
Celebrity would you want to be a pet to?
Megan Thee Stallion.
He said that right away.
Why Megan Thee Stallion?
Well, we don't have to talk about that.
He said we don't have to talk about that.
Too much!
Don't, look, I'm all praise to Megan Thee Stallion. Great the choice. My man, from what I can tell, you're talking like you want to be the president. Go easy on looking like the horny old uncle. Like when you can, you know?
It just gives a visual you didn't need to think about, you know? It's fun, but
also
it creates a visual.
Brian made a point. It would be funny, a video where Megan Thee Stallion just dog walking The Rock. You know, he's all greased up and shit, and she's like, yeah.
The kink community will be in up at arms.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, our man Dwayne The Rock Johnson, like he said, I can't. I'm not going to say. What did he say? Like, no more.
He's like, I can't talk about it. That's what he said.
We don't have to talk about that.
A PG press tour, and you just made a very un-PG comment.
Pretend, go, because first of all, the question wasn't, hey, I can grant a wish instantly. Depending on how quickly you answer this question, I can make it a reality. Are you ready? Which celebrity do you want to be a pet for? Megan Thee Stallion. No. He said, this is a fucking cartoon you're in about pets and shit. Can you like give us something to work with?
The interviewer truly tried to like be like, oh, like, can you spin this to make it PG? And he was like, I can't talk about it. And it's like, why would you do that? Why would you?
But you know what? If I was like a 14-year-old, like The Rock fan, I would have been like, yeah, now I'm in love with Megan Thee Stallion because I take all my cues from celebrities on TikTok videos. Or I'm sorry, Reels.
On Reels.
I'm sorry, I got it twisted. Didn't mean to shout out the wrong fucking platform. And also Pete Davidson trending. Him and Kim Kardashian are no more. Oh, no.
Chris had a field day on the internet this weekend announcing Khloe's birth and the Kim-Pete breakup.
Khloe Kardashian gave birth?
Her surrogate gave birth.
Okay, the surrogate gave birth. They broke up. Travis Scott is doing shows in Europe where they have less of a memory of what may have happened in Houston, Texas. Good plan for your PR team. Say, we'll give a little bit of money.
And Courtney took a commercial flight with Travis.
I saw that!
A big
you know what
weekend.
they had to offset Kylie looking way too turned up at the O2 arena in London for the Travis Scott show, and they're like, you know what, Courtney, I'm sorry, you and Travis are gonna have to fly commercial. What, mom? I'm sorry, she used up the goodwill. I told her not to go to that show with Travis, but you're gonna fly fucking coach. That's how bad that shit looked.
That's crazy. But I'm sure they like kind of eat it up because they're like we're normal. We like to be the normal ones.
First of all, you're not standing in the aisles like that for people to take pictures of you because you're chatting up other people on the plane unless you want to be seen to get the whole. You want necks moving and breaking and shit. Like, oh, who's that woman in the oversized T-shirt in a updo with the sunglasses on? Yeah, it's Courtney.
But I hear the rumors with Pete and Kim is that, you know, who knows how true this is.
Well, we'll blindly speculate.
Yeah, we're blindly speculating here. It says that sources say Kim and Pete broke up versus like Kim's rep. So the chat around the water cooler is that it's open-ended. Like there might be a chance for rekindling of the Pete and Kim. But I'm also like, that man got to stop getting tattoos. I'm sorry. You got a brand of her on your chest? You got the my woman's a lawyer tattooed on your neck. Like, yeah. It's crazy.
I know.
Doing too much.
Look, yeah, he's a little too turned up. He flew too close to the sun. All right, let's keep going into a break, actually. We'll take a quick break, and we will come back right after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. Hamilton is trending because a McAllen church in McAllen, Texas, basically did an illegal ass performance of the musical, sold tickets, but then fused their own bullshit into it, like with a bunch of anti-LGBTQ messaging, some biblical themes, and it was just overall not good at all, because I can't imagine any production that is like has hate as a motive for it existing is going to attract the best talent.
It's so crazy. Some of the clips, they're like going viral on TikTok, just because obviously there's so many theater kids on TikTok just eating these I don't know, community theater people alive. They cannot carry a tune. Like, it's very obvious that the keys, they're very off. And it might be some of the lyricism that they have to recreate to somehow try to, you know, match Lin-Manuel Miranda's mastery. I don't know.
Right, and infuse it with homophobia.
Yeah, that's it's like the words are not rhyming because, like, obviously he did not write it that way, that it's not working, but...
Sorry to hear it. Sorry to hear it, Hamilton. Apparently they were hit with a cease and desist. The pastor was like, I cleared it with them. They're like, no, they fucking did not. You think we wanted this to... Are you serious? And just like another shitty reminder of like people trying to mainstream this regressive homophobic shit. Because at the end, like the pastor came out and was like, hey, I don't know if y'all are struggling with things like addiction or being who you are or homosexuality. Okay, sorry, but I want to lump it in with these other afflictions that a person may have. Get the fuck out of here. But I mean, the recruiting is like, they're not. For people, like for conservatives who are trying to expand their appeal, they're only going more inward and just they're only cooking off the people that were somewhat reasonable as things go on. But there's plenty who are willing to go along. So we'll see where that goes. 365 Denis, 3. I didn't know there was I must have known because I feel like Jack and I would have been like, oh shit, they're doing a horny movie again. There's a third horny film now on Netflix?
It's coming. I don't know.
Wow.
More ways than one.
Yeah,
but
there it is.
So earlier this year they released part 2, which was 365 days this day. And then now there's a third one coming out called 365 days, I think, it's called
after
the next 365 days.
Oh, the next. Oh, they put it in front. Okay, the modifier. Mm-hmm.
According to the little blip from Decider, it says the trailer teases kitchen sex, orgasms, impossible, Massimo Laura stripper three-way. I did partly watch the second one. I did not finish it. My partner was very much uninterested. I was like, come on, it's like 50 Shades. It'll be funny to watch. And he was just like, I couldn't be more not interested in watching this with you. It was way more intense than the first one. Like the first one was
The first one was pretty raucous too.
It was, but like the second one just gets right in it. Like I feel like we turned it on and he was like, whoa.
Wasn't the first scene in the first one like him getting head on an airplane or something?
That was in the first 10 minutes, correct. But like the second
you're saying
one.
You're giving it a 10-minute window. You're saying they're getting to it in the first 90 seconds?
Yes.
Holy sh! Oh, like it's starting on some kind of sex.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Look, Netflix knows us better than, I guess, us. So stay horny, y'all. It will pay the bills. It'll pay Dave Chappelle's bills if you stay horny, y'all. It's a weird feedback loop to think about, but it kind of is.
It makes sense.
And then lastly, Nicki Minaj, or Mickey Minaj, as she's known in my favorite YouTube video, she is going to win the 2022 Video Vanguard Award. She's or the recipient of it at this year's VMAs. I totally forgot about it. And I also, when I first saw that, I said, wait, hold on. Let me make sure I didn't. I got so outraged because I was like, they're missing somebody. And I realized that was me from 3 years ago when Missy Elliott won it in 2019 because I think my take for many years was, how do they keep not giving it to Missy Elliott? and they finally did. And then I have to remember that they did. So, okay, Nicki, go on. Do you.
I mean, it makes sense. I feel like reasonably, whoever was next, that made sense to me.
I'm trying to think. And, you know, Zeitgang, let me know. Are they missing somebody? Because they pretty much, I felt like Missy Elliott was the big one in terms of people from the past, and I don't mean to disrespect her, but people who had their, you know, that apex of their career a while back, that she was missing from that list of people who have had seminal videos. But I'm like thinking now you got Nicki in there because, you know, she was bringing all that Barbie shit to life. I don't know. Michel Gondry, I would say as a director, he definitely deserves a shout. If you don't know him, he's, you know, he did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, but he also did the Daft Punk Around the World video. He also did the Foo Fighters Everlong video where, like, he's trying to go in the dream and shit. Like, Inception. Okay, look, I don't want to say he came up with the idea. Brian, as he said, directly influenced the Cash In, Cash Out video. I would say that absolutely, for sure. He's very much into animation. there's that, oh, that Kylie Minogue video where it goes like in the loops and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there used to be this like DVD series that was like called the Director's Series, I believe. And if you were an older millennial and like you love to get high and watch DVDs in your dorm room, this was like must have collection of like the trippiest DVDs. It would be Michelle Gondry, Spike Jones, Chris Cunningham.
Yeah, my partner's a big fan of Spike Jones.
And a few different ones, but like fantastic collections of music videos. Mark Romanek, who's also a Vanguard Award recipient. But yeah, those videos always had like the top trippy music videos on it. And Michelle Gondry's one. Oh, Jonathan Glazer was the other one. Michelle Gondry's disc, though, has some fucking unreal music videos that to this day you're like, huh, I remember when music videos were super, super, super fun and creative. But anyway, all right, Mickey. Do your thing. I don't know. Is she still getting petty? I know she's literally Miss Petty now, but is she still? I feel like every time I see her name come up, I'm like, I'm not gonna get into that mess. Yeah, quite literally. The only time I did it now was only because I was like, did they disrespect Missy Elliott? And I was like, I am living in a 3-year-old fucking time loop. Okay. Well, that is going to do it for us today. We're going to be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Becca, thank you so much for joining me today to tell people what's trending. Check in tomorrow. We got the whole episode. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Get the vaccine. Wear a mask. Yo, my dad just got COVID again. You know what I mean?
Again? No.
He just had it again. And luckily, it's mild. So mild, he says it's unseasoned. a case of it. So shout out to him there. But it's out there. Like, people, even if you, you know, you think you could, like, oh, I just had it. No. Fucking some weird shit going on. Anyway, do that. Don't do nothing in the face of white supremacy or any kind of hatred. Or if you're at a backwards ass illegal Hamilton music, why don't you stand up and be like, this is all cast down with this place. And make sure you let people know you're a good person. Also, if you're a teacher, keep tweeting at us your wish list. I will retweet them on the show page. We'll retweet them. And listeners, please, if you can, try and give a little bit to help a teacher out and a fellow listener as well as they embark on another year, which I'm sure will be full of twists and turns, but hopefully mostly good ones. All right, y'all. We'll see you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.